I was getting ready for Devontae last week, getting ready for Devontae this week. But that's life in the National Football League. I'd imagine his acquisition is going to create some news, not only today, but just as it pertains to this game. And I'm respectful of his talents, but I don't imagine that his acquisition changes our approach to this game a whole lot, to be quite honest with you. We're playing an Aaron Rodgers-led group on offense, and that means certain things.
50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. So Devontae Adams linked to the Steelers goes to Aaron Rodgers' team, the Jets. Aaron Rodgers runs that whole entire organization. They lose last night, so he gets Devontae Adams to take the sting away from getting beat by the Bills. They are giving up a third-round pick that could turn into a second, but the way it turns into a second is if the Jets either make it to the AFC Championship game or Adams plays well enough to make an all-pro team. That's the only way it becomes a second-round pick. He's owed $11.5 million the rest of the year. The Jets are on the hook from that. They are not on the hook for the next 2 years unless they want to be. And they are free to renegotiate with him in season because the Jets don't have a policy that prohibits them from doing so. And then, about an hour ago, Charlie butted in while we were talking about the Russell Wilson decision with the breaking news that Amari Cooper is leaving the Browns. The Browns throwing in the towel on the season. They won't bench Deshaun Watson, but they are admitting that they suck. And they are now trading Amari Cooper to Buffalo. He's in the last year of his deal for a third-round pick. They thought they were getting Brandon Ayuk for Amari Cooper. And instead, they're getting something that can't help them now. They're trying to recoup picks because they gave up so many when they sold their soul for Watson. So that deal continues to bite them in the Johnson.
They got a pretty good deal though in terms of what they gave up for Cooper and then what they got back. They gave up a fifth for him. He put up basically like 1,300 yards a season, 16 tutties, and then they get a third. I mean, that's not a horrible flip. If I were them, I'd consider trading Garrett, by the way.
And just completely starting over and blowing the whole thing up? I wouldn't. Why not? I mean, you're stuck.
Garrett's 28. What would you get for him? Two firsts?
Maybe.
You'd probably get two firsts.
Sure, if you get that for a guy like Khalil Mack when he got traded to the Bears.
If I were the Browns, that's what I'd do. I'm sure it's a non-starter for them, but that's what I'd do.
A third and a seventh went to the Browns, and then Cooper and a sixth went to the Bills. I think that the Steelers, clearly, regardless of who's at quarterback, they need another weapon. They're not going to win playoff games with Russell Wilson with this offense. If this quarterback change signals a shift in their offensive philosophy from less run, more pass, it's still not going to work without someone else in their offense other than a mercurial George Pickens and a Pat Freiermuth who probably won't get involved because Russell Wilson is allergic to throwing the ball over the middle of the field. So you need somebody else. And Cooper would have been a phenomenal fit. I think the price was right. But were the Browns going to trade him in division? People have brought that up. They traded Justin Gilbert to the Steelers, but that's a guy who was a disaster there. Not someone that is perennially a Pro Bowl wide receiver. And then were the Raiders going to trade Devontae Adams to the Steelers? Adams was going to probably not allow for that to happen or was not going to be cooperative. He can't block it, but was not going to be cooperative until he knew the Jets thing was
dead in the water.
So I can't, because of the unique circumstances of both guys, I can't criticize the Steelers for failing to make either trade. I can say in the case of Cooper, if that trade were presented to them, if it were available to them, I would have absolutely wanted them to make it.
Very crisp route runner. He does have some drop issues, but I would deal with that because the guy is always getting himself open and is big time.
The fallout of the Devontae Adams deal is that everyone thinks now Mike Williams is going to get either released or traded in New York. He might have lost playing time regardless because did you see Aaron Rodgers blamed the end of game interception on Williams?
Yes.
He did a Ben Roethlisberger-esque thing where he's like, don't point the finger at me for this interception.
He
it was
fell
all
down.
The wide receivers.
He sucked.
Well, he said no. He said he just ran the wrong route, is what he said.
Oh, I didn't. I just assumed he said he fell down.
No, he didn't say it was like an
accident.
No, he ran the wrong route. I thought he was going to be here, and I was like midway to throwing the ball, realized he wasn't there, and tried to change where I was going with it, but it was too late, and it was an interception. That's the second time that's happened where he's gone him late in the game and it's ended an interception. Mike Williams is done in New York. The question becomes, how much of an asset is he to the Steelers? And my answer is, he is an upgrade, a big upgrade over what they have right now. But I'm still not sure he solves their problem, which is why I would want to make that deal sooner than later. Because you might, if you trade for Mike Williams and give up like a conditional seventh round pick.
Better not give up any more than that.
He's in his 30s. He's coming off a torn ACL. He only has 10 catches this year. I might still think 2 weeks from now, I need to trade for another wide receiver. So I'm giving up almost, I'm basically just taking, it's a salary dump. I'm willing to take the Mike Williams contract off of the Jets' hands. And you can make it a conditional pick where his numbers then determine what kind of very late round draft pick they give up. But I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and think Mike Williams is also someone that is going to unleash a special portion of the Steelers' playbook or offense that is to this point.
They need
point
a competent number
been,
two wide receiver, which
I'm
is
not
why
sure
they, need
he
to,
is.
They need to trade for Darius Slayton, who is a competent number two wide receiver.
You've been banging this drum. He's
because
a former
he actually
West Virginia
fit,
guy.
Because he actually fits what they need. The guy, when he's a number two receiver, has, I think, been good for about 50 catches a year.
But it's not sexy whatsoever. You bring that up and no
Mike
one gets
Williams
excited.
Mike Williams sucks, man.
No, he doesn't.
He might be completely cooked because he's coming off of injury.
I know, but everybody...
You're going for a shiny object here that hasn't produced this year that Aaron Rodgers wanted the hell out of town, basically.
Yes, I know. I'm not... Did I not just say I would only give up a seventh-round pick? But you are acting like Darius Slayton is friggin' Jerry Rice. You bring his name up every day.
Because I think he's a realistic target.
Okay, but like... Let me ask you this question.
You act like he's a complete non-starter.
Okay, but let me ask you this about Darius Slayton. I think he's a fine player. What's their record with and without him? The same, right?
Doesn't that speak more to Daniel Jones being the problem?
No,
there?
I don't mean the Giants. I mean the Steelers. You would not change your season. You would say they'll probably lose in the first round without him. They'll probably lose in the first round with him. It changes nothing.
Does Mike Williams change them?
No, it doesn't, but that's why I'm saying...
So which receivers are out there still to be had in a trade that would change their fortunes this year?
I don't know if any are. I think that...
These are all just moves to some degree for the sake of making moves.
Well,
why not go with that guy?
Hold on a second. The two guys that just got traded in the last hour would have absolutely changed the trajectory
of the
season.
But you just said you're not going to rip them because of the circumstances surrounding each
player.
And
that's why I'm articulating that, because maybe in other corners of sports talk radio and the internet, people are saying, Omar Khan, you effed up bad, and I am not willing to do that. We've been talking about the Steelers badly needing a wide receiver for months. When big-name wide receivers get traded, I can't not have an opinion on it. I can't say, nothing to see here, let's move on and let's just focus in on the quarterbacks and nothing else. Like, if you want to make the point that Darius Slayton makes the Steelers a significantly better team, I will absolutely give you the soapbox to do so. But I just don't even think you believe that.
I think he's way better than what they have right now.
Yes, I think
Pickens.
If we train Charlie for a month, he might be way better than what they have right now. Which is why I said that's what Mike Williams is. There are absolutely questions about him, but he is conveniently better than what they have behind George Pickens right now.
I would just skip over the trade a conditional seventh for Mike Williams, then figure out if you need another one and go ask the Giants, who are reeling right now after a bad loss on Sunday night, if they're in seller's mode yet, because suddenly that conference looks pretty deep.
But hold on. I don't understand why. Tell me why you couldn't do both. I mean,
fine, do both.
Mike Williams might get released here.
Okay, then
in the
just
next
wait
couple
for
hours.
Him to get released.
Yeah, okay.
Then go trade for Slayton, and now you have your top three wide receivers in some form or fashion.
Yeah, but again, I will say, I don't think that changes the Steelers' season outlook whatsoever.
But you and I then are on the same page in that we don't think any trade they could make actually does.
Unless somebody who is a big-name wide receiver.
Christian Kirk do anything for you?
A little bit more, but still not enough.
Okay.
What
you have to start looking at right now are, who are teams that are already pretty much out of the race? Who have, like, what is Calvin Ridley's number this year? Did he get a big deal?
No, he got a lot of money. He did.
Okay, so you can't deal him. He got a big deal. And he also is like pissed off and I feel like would come here and not be the happiest camper, even if he didn't make a lot of money.
I will, though, say that I am also not being completely fair about the way that we should analyze whether a trade is a good move or not. Because it isn't only, I mean, for me as a fan, yes, I want to see this team end their drought of not winning a playoff game since 2016, and that is the standard that we should be holding this franchise to. But at the same time, we are also fully in quarterback evaluation mode. And upgrading wide receiver, even if you do it slightly or marginally, it's still important because you're trying to give pieces to Justin Fields or Russell Wilson to see if either one of those guys factors into your long-term planning. So I think you could make the argument Darius Slayton or Mike Williams help you at that part of this season, which is that fact-finding mission is like if objective one is winning a playoff game, objective 1A is figuring out your quarterback.
That's
and I bet
correct.
There's even some people that would flip that.
Oh, if you don't think that they have a team built to win big this year, then it is objective one is figuring out if either of these guys is your quarterback.
So I guess I have to take back a little bit of what I said and apologize. Like Slayton might potentially help you do that, even if it's not some like glitzy, glamorous name that
right,
is going
to,
you know, cause Steelers fans to call into our station and say, my wife just flashed people on I-79. She was so excited about this move.
How many wives out there in our listener base would flash passing cars because they were so happy?
Have you ever been flashed? Other than New Orleans. Other than a Mardi Gras situation.
Does like Wing Bowl count in Philly where I was
there? No, because the whole point of it is to get flashed. Have you ever been flashed in the wild?
You know what's funny? Yes, I have been flashed before.
Have you been flashed in the wild, Charlie?
Yes, I have.
You know? Do you know what I'll actually tell you? Now wait, does
you have a very like you're very happy about this story, but you're making a face like I have this great story about getting flashed, but I don't know if I'm comfortable sharing this story being flashed.
So it was in the wild, but there was another one that just came to mind. I went to a Motley Crue concert, and they had something called the booby cam. And
so people were just, again, encouraged all over to the do place. It.
This more exactly. Seems like a Wing Bowl thing.
Okay.
I was flashed in the... Now, does in the wild count as post-high school, it was at a house party with people I had gone to high school with?
Uh-huh.
Does that count as in the wild? Because no one was expecting to be flashed
in
that moment.
Yes, my definition of in the wild is you're not asking or requesting.
No,
expecting it.
There was not a request.
Encounter
but it was
flashing.
Among familiar people. It wasn't at a concert. My junior year prom date, notably, did not get flashed in that situation. At a house party several years later, flashed everybody there. Walked in.
Just flashed.
Well, she had had some piercings done.
Oh.
And wanted, apparently, everyone to see them.
Interesting.
So
congratulations
on all
her
counts.
Success.
That is an in-the-wild flashing.
Chris is in Kansas City. Hello, Chris. Is this Chris? It's C.
Yeah, this is. Good afternoon. How's it going, guys?
Hi, Chris.
Hey, back to the original point, guys.
Yeah.
There is no way, in my logical estimation, that they're going to switch quarterbacks at least this game. It makes absolutely zero logical sense when you have, albeit what could have been a good or
one of the most trusted reporters in the NFL said that is what's happening, and Tomlin did nothing today in what he said to make that report seem invalid or inaccurate.
Why would you take this offensive line with, what, three rookies and second and thirds on there with a guy that's 35 years old that can't move? You're asking to get him killed. It makes no sense. It can't be.
Well, the problem with Russ is he doesn't get rid of the ball quickly. If you knew I would find this move to be a lot more defensible if last year Russ's stats were A, even a little bit better, but B, he was getting rid of the ball in like 2.5 flat, which is an eternity in the NFL, the half-second difference there. He's not. He still tries to kind of move around a little bit, but unlike Fields, when he tries to move around and the play breaks down, he either tries to make a throw or he takes a sack to avoid a turnover. He doesn't try to make a big play with his
legs.
I mean,
is there anything other than just this? Russell Wilson is going to be able to get the ball downfield to George Pickens better. Is there literally anything else
he
can do in this offense?
He likes to throw jump balls. He liked to throw jump balls last year.
But who else are going to get the jump balls? He's going to throw jump balls to Van Jefferson? That's why we're putting his ass in?
What, in the red zone, we're going to see Freiermuth and Darnell Washington get a bunch of high points thrown their way? I don't know.
He doesn't throw the ball to the middle of the field. So, I mean, if he's going to be effective in the red zone, it's not going to come there, Chris.